From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don crashed early today, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the 747 Boeing, operated by the Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai, had 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children on board. A spokesman for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
As I speak, members of our team are contacting relatives of the passenger and crew who were on board. And we are offering any help that can be offered.
Russia's investigative committee says it believes human error, bad weather, or technical failure may all have contributed to the crash. Flight recorders have been recovered, which is expected to make it easier to determine what caused the crash. A top suspect in last November's terror attacks on Paris was discharged from a Brussels hospital today, just in time to face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. Salah Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were shot in an exchange of gunfire with police on Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, the French interior minister called the 26-year-old's capture on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. The minister says France will continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains high. This is VOA News. At least 5 people are dead and another 36 wounded by a suicide bombing in Istanbul, Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a 2-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Egyptian authorities say Islamist militants killed at least 13 police today in an attack on a checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula. Egypt's Interior Ministry says a mortar round hit the checkpoint near the Sinai state capital. State provincial capital, El Arish, the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it deployed a suicide bomber with a car full of explosives. Militants claimed responsibility in January for a similar attack in the center of El Arish that killed at least 5 people. A cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the Florida coast on Friday, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. The militants were picked up just west of Marco Island by Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas, which was headed for Cozumel, Mexico. The migrants said they had been at sea for 20 days. The Coast Guard says they're being treated for severe dehydration. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking off ties. White House correspondent Mariela Salinas reports.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mariela Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The Republic of Congo's government has ordered telecom providers to block all service during Sunday's presidential election. Congo's interior minister sent a letter to the country's 2 main telecom firms saying for reasons of national security, they are to block all communication, including text messages, Sunday and Monday. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.